Hello and welcome to The Cryptid Catalog, a podcast for monster lovers young and old. Before we jump in, I want to mention some of the themes in today's story. Cryptid Catalog tries to cover stories in a kid-friendly manner, but every listener has different thresholds. So to make sure this story is suitable for your listeners, here are some things that you can expect to hear in today's story. Today's show contains bipedal creature attacks and animal mutilation. If all that sounds intriguing, then sit back, get a little cozy, and come with us as we open up the Cryptid Catalog. Killian, picture this. It's a chilly spring day on the Upper Peninsula of Michigan. Your hiking trail winds through the blooming trees. You smell the fresh, pure air. Then you hear the sound of rushing water. Stepping out of the trees and onto the jagged cliffside, there is a waterfall spilling into a lake far below you. Suddenly, a human scream cuts through the air. Just in time, you turn to see a strange dog-like creature charging at you. Killian, what is this creature?
A werewolf.
Close, kind of. It is the Michigan Dogman.
The Michigan Dogman, Dogman, Dogman!
And let's open up the Cryptid Catalog and find out more.
Thank you, David Pilkey.
Listeners, if you could not already tell, Killian is obsessed with the Dog Man and Captain Underpants books by Dav Pilkey. Not Dave Pilkey.
That's what Echo says.
Oh, well, Echo's... His name is Dav Pilkey. So when our friends Christopher and Hugo suggested the Michigan Dog Man, we thought it was the perfect cryptid to look into. And spoiler alert, we're also thanking Harrison for suggesting the Beast of Bray Road, but we will talk about that creature in a little bit. So, fair warning for this episode, there is not a story for this cryptid, but we're going to have a good time learning about not one, but two cryptids today. Are you excited?
Which have their similarities.
They do have similarities, you're right. So, Killian, besides the Dogman books, which are about a police officer who has the body of a human and the head of a dog that were fused together after an accident, what do you know about the Michigan Dogman?
Nothing. Okay.
So the Michigan Dogman is said to be 7 feet tall and a humanoid creature with the body of a human, but the head of a dog. So similar to Dogman.
Was he the... he's like a Minotaur.
No. Yes. Dogatar, yeah. It has glowing blue eyes and its scream sounds shrill and human-like in nature. Something pretty neat about the Dogman is that he only appears during the end of... during the years that end in a 7. In my research, I never found any close-up encounters with the Dogman, no straight-up Dogman attacks. More sightings of the Dogman happen while people are driving down the road, and Dogman just kind of runs up to the onto the road and then, like, jumps over their car. But I'm pretty sure this Dogman is not a policeman.
Okay.
So there was an inadvertent video sighting of the Dogman. A Sasquatch investigator named Scott Carpenter was hunting Bigfoot in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan. Scott was all alone in the wilderness looking for Bigfoot. He was hiking through the dense forest and he had a trail camera in his on his backpack, videoing the trail behind him as he walked. It wasn't until he was home that he started casually looking through the footage and he saw it. There in the bushes behind him, you could see a large head of a dog-like creature, but the dog's head wasn't close to the ground, it was towering above him. Lucky for Scott, the footage shows the beast investigating him and then turning and disappearing into the trees. Scott said it really shook him that he was so close to being attacked by the Dogman and he didn't even know it. Now, whenever he goes into the forest, he makes sure that he does not go alone. It's pretty wild, right?
Mm-hmm. So that was a story.
Well, yeah, it was basically... Yeah, you're right. That was basically a story. So When do you think the first sighting of Dog Man ever happened? Do you think it was like really, really long ago or more recent?
More recent.
So like, give me a random year.
2029?
The future?
No.
Oh. 2022. Oh, okay. It was a good guess. Actually, Dogman was first seen in 1887 in Western Michigan by two lumberjacks. So a really long time ago.
Lumberjacks lumberjacks was a job very long ago, so I can see your point.
Yeah, well, I think they're still lumberjacks now, but I see what you're saying. So I think one of my favorite things about the having done cryptid catalog for so long is that we can make connections between different cryptids that we've covered. So Killian, do you remember our Tall Tales episode where we talked about the Hodag of Wisconsin, the hula hoop snakes, and of course the donkey that only came out on the 4th of July? And if it bit you, you died within 24 hours. Do you remember all that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, those tall tales were being shared by lumberjacks and woodsmen during the same period as the Michigan Dogman's first sighting. So it's fair to assume that maybe, just maybe, the Dogman started as a tall tale. So that's really all there is to the Dogman. There's no werewolf-like understory. There aren't thousands of sightings or even information on why the Dogman likes to come back every 10 years during the years that end in 7. It's all just speculation. It's all just folklore. Now, earlier we mentioned the Beast of Bray Road, which is a cryptid from Wisconsin. Do you know what that is?
Yes.
You do? What is it?
So it's like a beast that goes on the Bray Road attacking cars.
Yeah, that's basically it. So the Beast of Bray Road, or as it's sometimes called, the Wisconsin Werewolf, is a humanoid creature that shares all the features of Dogman, but sometimes it's reported to have a bear's head instead. One big difference, though, is that the beast comes out whenever he wants to and is a little bit more violent. The beast was allegedly first sighted in 1936, so like way after Dogman first showed up. But it wasn't until the 1980s that its story really picked up. Several alleged witnesses reported that the beast had made contact with their vehicles, leaving long scratch marks on the doors and the trunks of their truck. One witness even stated that she hit something while crossing Bray Road. Upon exiting her vehicle to figure out what she hit, allegedly a large wolf-like creature with red eyes chased her back into her car, leaving claw marks on her rear passenger door. Sightings have also been reported during the daylight hours, with several witnesses stating that they observed an unusually large wolf-like creature running on all fours through the cornfields chasing deer. Animal mutilations have also been reported in the areas around Bray Road, with animal remains, including deer and...
I think it was way scarier at night.
Oh, yeah. Well, things are always a lot creepier at nighttime, aren't they?
Yep.
Mommy's not a big fan of the nighttime. I'm a little scared of the dark still. Is that funny to you?
A little.
That's why mommy has to sleep with a little lamp or the TV on.
Killian, you sleep...
You sleep with like four nightlights.
Yeah.
You sleep with a solar system light, a glow light, a night light. You have so many lights in your room. Do not make fun of mommy for being afraid of the dark.
I do not have four nightlights.
Two nightlights. You used to have way more than that.
Yep, my room was filled with all lights.
It was. It's brighter in your room at nighttime than it is most of the day. All right, let's get back to where we were. We've gotten off track. Animal mutilations have always been reported in the area around Bray Road, with animal remains, including deer and livestock, partially eaten with specific organs removed from their animal carcasses. Another witness reported driving down Bray Road late one night, and they observed an unusually large wolf-like creature eating an animal which had been hit by a car on the side of the road. The animal then raced back into the forest. Now we can finally talk about something truly horrifically terrifying.
Yeah.
You ready?
I don't know.
It's the magical world of geography. He's still scared. Michigan is in the northern part of North America, and not only does it share a border with the state of Wisconsin, but it also shares a bulk of Lake Superior, which is one of the Great Lakes. So what I'm getting at is that Michigan and Wisconsin are right next to each other, and it's not unheard of for bordering areas to share some cryptids. So I think the Beast of Bray Road and the Michigan Dogman might just be one and the same. Maybe the Dogman lives in Wisconsin full-time and every 10 years goes home to Michigan to visit family and run amok as the Dogman. What do you think?
Mm-hmm.
Is that what you think?
Or probably their friends.
Or their friends, or maybe their cousins. Or maybe they have a vacation home in Michigan. What do you think?
Yeah.
So do you think the Michigan Dogman and the Beast of Bray Road are the same?
Yeah.
Yeah. But then why do you think one is more violent than the other? Maybe he's in a bad mood.
Yeah, he's probably... wolves are, like, small and they can't... Wolves are, like, small and they can't, like, do much harm to people as bears can.
I hate to break it to you that you're wrong. Because wolves are big. But also, wolves are...
Wolves are, like, this big.
Bro, wolves are bigger than Luna.
This big?
Did you hear just what I said? Wolves are bigger than Luna.
Yeah.
Our biggest dog.
Wow.
Yeah.
But bears are way bigger than...
Well, that's true. Bears are way bigger than
wolves. That's how...
Wait, I think I have an explanation as to why the Beast of Bray Road is violent, but the Michigan Dogman is not. He lives on Bray Road full-time. So he lives there all the time. He might be cranky. But what? When you go on vacation, you're not cranky. You're in a great mood. So maybe when he's on vacation as a dogman, he's like, I'm here. I'm not going to hurt anybody. I'm just chilling. I'm on vacation mode.
Well, he's not electrical.
What does electrical have to do with anything?
Because you just said mode.
Oh, okay.
And modes are usually on robots.
Sure, you're absolutely right. But you've never heard someone say, I'm on vacation mode.
No.
Oh, well. All right, well, whatever. That's it for today. So what did you think about the Michigan Dogman / the Beast of Bray Road?
I loved it.
What was your favorite thing about them?
Both. I liked what I said, that they might be friends.
Yeah, I like that too. Did you like that they reminded you of Dogman from your books?
Yes.
Yeah, but they seem a lot bigger than Dogman.
Yep.
Yeah. All right, what's the scariest thing about...
Everything.
Everything?
Yes.
Well, you're the one that was just saying that wolves aren't big and
Well, they're big in human form.
Oh, gotcha. All right, that is it. There. Thank you for listening. I am Karina.
I'm Daddy.
And this has been the Cryptid Catalog. Until next time, remember...
The cryptids are watching. I'm Killian.
Okay, goodbye.
Thank you for listening to the Cryptid Catalog. This show is hosted by Karina and Killian Beemisterfer. Written, researched, and edited by Dylan Beemisterfer. And the music was created and performed by Will Shelton. Grown-ups, if you would like to help support the show, please take a second to finish out the episode and listen to some ads.